welcome to a new episode of 49ers Talk on NBCSportsBayArea.com. Introducing your hosts, 49ers insider Matt Maiocco and 49ers host Laura Britt.
This is 49ers Talk brought to you by Big O Tires. I'm checking in from the road. I'm in West Virginia. We're doing an emergency podcast.
Yeah, of the worst variety.
Yes. Because this is 49ers Talk brought to you by Big O Tires. We do this twice a week unless there's news. Sometimes it's good news. Laura, this is bad news.
Really bad news. So we're recording this on Tuesday, and that's shortly after Raheem Mostert took to his social media and had this to say. He said, "Faithful, after consulting with multiple doctors and weighing my options, I will be having season-ending surgery to repair my knee. This gives me, without a doubt in my mind, the best possibility at coming back 110%. I have always come back stronger, and I will this time too. I have faith in myself, my doctors, my support system, my team, and God. He makes no mistakes. I'm gutted. This sucks. This is obviously not what I worked so hard for. I wish more than anything I could be out there on the field with my brothers. Thank you for your support and our decision. I'm far from done," in all caps. Mostert Roddy is how he signed it, which I love that. This is just sad. It's sad to hear about Jason Verrett, and now you've got this with Raheem Mostert. You understand even more what Kyle Shanahan was going through in Sunday's game, at the end of the game and after the game, when he talked about wanting to pull some guys out to protect his people because of what this team went through in 2020. Our celebrity guest picker this week, Matt, on 49ers pregame live was Pilo. When I talked to him about what was the one thing, you know, he really wanted for this season and was looking forward to, his number one thing was he just wanted everybody to be healthy. And I feel like that's a pretty good consensus when you asked fans on Twitter this offseason what people wanted. Everybody just wanted people to stay healthy. And it's disappointing so early in the season, week one, and you've got two big injuries. And more than anything, you hate it for these guys. You know, I don't think our listeners are these people, but I do want to mention this quickly. Nobody cares about your fantasy team. This is this guy's livelihood. This is Jason Verrett's life. This is Raheem Mostert's life. Nobody cares about your fantasy team. So don't tweet at them with nasty messages. Raheem Mostert's wife got on social media and said he was receiving these horrible messages, as was she. And again, I don't think that that's our listener fan base. And
that's not our listeners, Laura.
Those aren't our listeners, but pass it along to your friends that are terrible people. Don't say stuff to these guys.
I just think it's such a small percentage of people. I don't think real people are like that. I think people are like kind of trolls and her doing that. So yeah, very disappointing news for Raheem Mostert. And this is his contract year. And I mean, I thought he was going to have a gigantic season, and he would have had a gigantic season with this 49ers offensive line, how good they are as far as run blocking with Raheem Mostert and just how dynamic of a runner he is. I mean, you know, he bounced around in the NFL for a while before he found a home with the 49ers, and in 46 games with the 49ers, nine starts. Remember, 2019, he was the team's leading rusher that season and never started a game, and had that unbelievable game against the Packers in the NFC Championship game. But, you know, certainly injuries have cut his time short with the 49ers. Nine games in 2018. He played all 16 games in 2019, as well as the three playoff games, but limited to eight games last season and now one game this year. So Raheem Mostert, like I said, 5.7 yards a carry during his time with the 49ers and 11 touchdowns, 1,600 yards. And now when the offseason rolls around, he will be a free agent. And we'll see how this thing plays out. But it was pretty clear that Kyle Shanahan on Monday, when he spoke to the media, thought that Raheem Mostert would be back at some point this season. He talked about that the cartilage in his knee chipped off, and that he was going to require arthroscopic surgery. And he said it was going to be 2 months, you know, 8 weeks before he'd be back in the lineup. But so this comes as a bit of a shock that Raheem Mostert's season is over, that he consulted with doctors. And basically what the consensus was that the best opportunity that he had to continue his career beyond this season and get more out of his career was to do this surgery. I guess reading between the lines, he would have needed some very impactful significant surgery at some point. And so rather than push it off to the end of the season and perhaps losing his 2022 season, just get it over with now and be ready to go for 2022. So that's the big news that we start off this edition of 49ers Talk with.
Yeah, and when you want to try and spin this to the positive direction, because this is obviously just horrible news for the team, for Raheem Mostert, for fans, you look at Elijah Mitchell, who was able to step in and be a huge, have a huge impact for the 49ers just in week one. So the 49ers do have depth at the running back position with the two draft picks that they had in the 2021 draft, Trey Sermon, Elijah Mitchell. We have yet to see Trey Sermon. So that could be a big positive there as well, because Trey Sermon was taken in the third round and Elijah Mitchell was in the sixth round. We got to see a glimpse of what Elijah Mitchell had to offer. And if he can keep up that kind of production, I think the 49ers future is bright at the running back position for the rest of the season.
Yeah, I mean, what we saw from Elijah Mitchell was pretty darn good. You know, he's the guy that the 49ers weren't expecting to take. You know, they weren't going to select another running back after taking Trey Sermon. And there he was just sitting for them in the sixth round of the draft. And the 49ers felt like he was just too good to pass up. So, you know, after Mostert went out of the lineup, early in the game on Sunday, early in the season opener against the Detroit Lions, you know, Elijah Mitchell carried the ball 19 times for 104 yards and one touchdown. Jamichael Hasty got in there. Jamichael Hasty only carried the ball one time, but that was a touchdown.
It was very effective one time that he carried the ball.
It was. So those are the two guys that the 49ers will rely upon who were on the field Sunday against the Lions. And when we come back after this word from Big O Tires, we're going to talk a little bit more about the guys who weren't on the field who may end up playing significant roles for this season's team.
At Big O Tires, you can trust that you're getting a good deal. Now through September 19th, get up to a $70 reward card on select Michelin and BF Goodrich tires, plus up to $120 in additional mail-in rebates on purchases of $500 or more with a Big O card. Big O Tires, the team you trust.
We are back on 49ers Talk, brought to you by Big O Tires, and we talked about Elijah Mitchell, a guy who can catch passes out of the backfield, although he did not have any catches in the season opener, but he ran the ball very well. Kind of looked like Raheem Mostert Jr., didn't he? I mean, with that speed.
Yeah. Raheem Mostert is so fast. Yeah. That was one thing that Joe Staley, I've talked with him a lot about with Raheem Mostert this upcoming season. And I know you were expecting him to have a big season. So was Joe. And this is a guy that, you know, played alongside Raheem Mostert. So I'm listening when Joe Staley's talking. And I don't know, you know, I want to see more. I want to see a bigger picture before I can determine. Yeah. Elijah Mitchell, of course, but I liked what I saw. I think Kyle Shanahan liked what he saw, but I'm interested to see where Trey Sermon fits in the mix. What do you think about, you know, we didn't see Trey Sermon. I mean, are we going to see him in week two? You have to imagine he'll suit up and be ready to go in week two.
Yeah, he has to suit up. You know, they'll keep three running backs on the active game day roster. They can suit up 48 players, and basically three of them have to be running backs just because of what we saw. What happened in early in the game on Sunday where Mostert was injured. But yeah, Trey Sermon is a guy that they really liked. They really liked, and you know, I think the 49ers felt great about where they were able to get him in the draft. They moved up to get him, but he didn't have a great training camp. You know, there weren't any eye-popping plays, even in the preseason games. There wasn't a whole lot there, but we know he's talented. And why exactly the 49ers opted to have him deactivated is pretty obvious, right? It's because Elijah Mitchell and Jamichael Hasty were the two running backs behind Mostert that they felt more comfortable going into that season opener with. Well, now the pressure's on Trey Sermon to do all the right things and to basically show the 49ers why they invested that third round pick in him. And it's a great situation for any running back, but he's going to have to earn it. You know, he's going to have to win the playing time as a guy who gets in there and maybe shares the load a little bit with Elijah Mitchell. But this is a big opportunity for Trey Sermon. So at least in the short term, I would expect that Elijah Mitchell will be the starter. I think Jamichael Hasty might be the number two guy, but maybe he kind of mixes in with Trey Sermon, and pretty much Hasty and Sermon will be asked to play special teams. The 49ers also added someone to their practice squad who is a very talented running back as well. Adam Schefter reports that Drew Rosenhaus, the agent, informed him that Kerryon Johnson, the former second-round draft pick of the Detroit Lions, has signed to the 49ers practice squad. So it'll take him a little bit of time to get ramped up and see what he can do. But three seasons with the Lions, he rushed for 1,226 yards, eight touchdowns, a 4.3 average. So the 49ers are in that process now with some of the injuries of picking up guys who may not help them right away. It's going to take them a little bit of time to learn the offense or learn the systems. But if there's another injury or another, you know, whatever, there's other instances where they need somebody to step in, that's what they're in the process of doing now, getting those kinds of guys. And Kerryon Johnson is one of them at the running back position.
Yeah, they're going to work out, guys. We'll be hearing about that and reporting that to all of you as we hear about those workouts and signings, of course. Because, yeah, at the running back position, I think especially even in a Shanahan system where they're utilized so much, injuries are a factor. And they're a factor in the NFL. I'm not, you know, saying anything mind-blowing here, but just a reminder that at that position there is a lot more turnover because of the physicality, the physical nature of the running back position and what they do in the Shanahan system. So, but yeah, Kerryon Johnson now reportedly on the 49ers practice squad.
Yeah, and they also, you know, they're going to keep tabs on running backs and really players at every position. They basically like to have a list at every position in case there's an injury. You know, this guy that we worked out at this certain date, he looks good. He's ready to go. Let's bring him in. And I don't know exactly what the plan is, but they did bring in Artavis Pierce from, he's from Oregon State. He signed with the Bears last year as an undrafted rookie, and he appeared in five games with the Bears, averaged 5.7 yards a carry, six carries, 34 yards. And so he came in for a workout. Aaron Wilson, an NFL reporter, was on that one. So, yeah, that's the running back position, and it's not what the 49ers wanted this early in the season. We already know that Jeff Wilson is out for about middle of the year. He's supposed to be about out 6 to 8 weeks. He also had a cartilage damage to his knee in the offseason, required surgery. So there is some help on the way. If the 49ers, you know, when the 49ers get to midseason, Jeff Wilson potentially could be coming back to the team. Hey, Laura, 49ers Talk is brought to you by FitAid. FitAid fuels your body with complete sports recovery using the power of targeted supplements and vitamins. Train hard, recover fast. That's FitAid. So you mentioned it briefly early on. You know, there's been two season-ending injuries already for the 49ers, and the one we knew about right off the bat on Sunday was Jason Verrett. You know, the preliminary diagnosis was an ACL that was confirmed on Monday when the 49ers got to West Virginia and he had an MRI. And the team will be bringing in Dre Kirkpatrick, a veteran guy, 9 years in the NFL. He was a first round draft pick back in 2012. So the 49ers did bring in, I guess they, you could say they got ahead of it a little bit last week when they signed Josh Norman, who has, you know, who's played a lot of football in the league. So Josh Norman did not suit up week one. He will be out there practicing for a second week. More than likely will be in uniform when the 49ers face the Philadelphia Eagles on Sunday. And then Dre Kirkpatrick, you kind of figure he'll be a week behind Norman, right? I mean, they kind of got to get him up to speed and see how well he fits in the system. So probably two of the better, I was going to say the two best, but I can't really say that. But certainly two of the better cornerbacks, veteran cornerbacks who are still out there on the market when the at the end of training camp, the 49ers now have in their building and ready for duty if called upon.
Yeah, and another one that they have been in contact with, Kyle Shanahan said that they've been in keeping in touch with Richard Sherman. So that's another cornerback. That's why you can't say they're the best, right? Because Richard Sherman's still out there too. So that open communication is ongoing between Sherman and the 49ers. So that's something that you could potentially see later in the season.
Yeah.
Maybe even, who knows? Who knows?
That's a tough one, though, you know, with the off-field issues, and we don't know exactly where things stand as far as the league goes, if they're going to impose some sort of penalty or discipline on Richard Sherman. So, you know, the 49ers are very familiar with him. There's a good relationship there with the 49ers and Richard Sherman. As you mentioned, Kyle Shanahan said that he's been in contact with him. I know that John Lynch has been in contact with Richard Sherman. I kind of get the sense it's more as people, you know, as humans connecting rather than as employer and football player. But yeah, we'll see where that goes. Kyle Shanahan made the comment after the game when I asked him, he said, Sherm is always a possibility. So anytime they'd be looking to add to their cornerback situation, they're always going to consider him. But so far, the two veterans they've brought in at the end of training camp and going into the regular season have been Josh Norman and Dre Kirkpatrick.
Matt, this is my favorite part of it being the 49er season. Your overreaction column every week is the best thing on NBCSportsBayArea.com on the 49ers page. What were some of the burning overreactions that you got this week?
Well, a lot of them kind of in tune with what we've been talking about. There seemed to be a sentiment that the 49ers have kind of given the cornerback position not as much attention as they should have. And I mean, I can kind of see, and someone said that, you know, they should have spent more time on the cornerbacks and not as much time on the defensive linemen. I disagree with that one. I think that the way you help the cornerbacks is by bulking up the defensive line. And the 49ers did draft two cornerbacks in this last draft. You know, yes, they could have taken a cornerback earlier than the third round when they took Ambry Thomas, but they did take him and they did take D'Amador Lenore earlier. You know, they re-signed Jason Verrett in the offseason. In the past, they added Richard Sherman. So I can kind of see what the fans are saying there, but I don't know. I still think the 49ers are in a position with their cornerback spot to win a lot of football games. So it's kind of it's tough. I mean, you can for every pick, you know, in the draft, you can only draft one position, you know, and you have to pick and choose and you have to go with the player that you think is the better player. What's interesting about this draft is that it's a very short sample size. They've only played one game, but we have seen them in the offseason program and in training camp. But what's kind of fascinating so far is the 49ers took two offensive linemen, they took two running backs, and they took two cornerbacks. The first offensive lineman they took was Aaron Banks, and he was inactive for this game. The other offensive lineman they took was Jalen Moore, and he's been pretty impressive as the swing tackle. So it's almost as if, you know, right now, Jalen Moore, the fifth round pick, is better than the guy they took in the second round. Then you look at the running backs. They took Trace Sermon in the third round, and then they took Elijah Mitchell in the sixth round. Trace Sermon, inactive. Elijah Mitchell looks like a pretty darn good football player. So
I see where you're going with this.
Yes. And then the other position is cornerback. They took Ambry Thomas in the third round. They took D'Amador Lenore in the fifth round. And through 1 week, it's pretty clear right now that Lenore is better than Thomas. So I guess the point is there's two things. Either you could look at it from the stance that the 49ers missed on those first three guys, and it's too early to say that, I think. You could also look at
way too early.
Way too early. You could also say that they really hit on those latter picks. The point is, if you get good football players, like no one's complaining that George Kittle was a fifth-round draft pick, right? In when you look at it, you know, Solomon Thomas wasn't a good pick when they selected him, or Reuben Foster. But the point is, you have to get really good football players. And it's quite possible that the 49ers got three really good football players right off the bat from those three guys I mentioned. It just wasn't the people that they pinpointed earlier in the draft. And again, like you mentioned, Laura, we're not closing the door on Banks, Sermon, or Thomas. Those guys could develop into really good players. But right now, it's kind of interesting that the guys they took at the same positions later in the draft appear set up to help the team more immediately than those other guys.
And that wasn't the only question or overreaction, I guess I should say, that you answered in your overreactions column. It's my favorite. I'm not lying when I say it's my favorite thing of the week. So when you look at some of the other questions, of course, the quarterback position with Trey Lance and Jimmy Garoppolo is an overreaction that you hit on as well. And of course, Brandon Ayuk and the lack of seeing him out on the field is another overreaction that you hit on. So check that out over on NBCSportsBayArea.com or also the My Teams app. You can find that article there.
Yeah. And so, again, this has been an emergency episode of the 49ers Talk podcast, and not a good one for the 49ers as Raheem Mostert joins Jason Verrett as two players, two starters, two significant players, two guys who potentially could have been Pro Bowl players for the 49ers this season. Both of those players lost for the season due to injuries, knee injuries, week one of the regular season against the Detroit Lions. 49ers back in action Sunday against the Philadelphia Eagles, and check out all of our coverage on NBCSportsBayArea.com.
And the only way I'm going to do an emergency podcast siren, sound the alarm, is if it's positive news. Yes. So no siren for this one.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.